Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Maureen, according to my phone, I want a television, and I filled out information, but what happens is it goes to, I'm trying to get back to it on my phone here. Let's see. Where is it now? YouTube. I can't get back to the page. I don't know how to get back to it. It said something about I can't find it. Is there any way you could check and see if I won a TV or not?
Yes. Have you already claimed that prize?
What's that?
Have you already like claimed that prize?
Well, I can't get back to the page on my phone. I don't know where it is. Let's see.
So I could try to see if something went through with your zip code and your first and last name.
Your zip code 85644.
85644.
Mm-hmm. And the last name is Capozzi, C-A-P-O-Z-Z-I. First name is Julius, J-U-L-I-U-S.
Yes, sir. Could you spell your last name one more time?
C-A-P-O-Z-Z-I.
C-A-P as in Paul, O-Z-Z-I.
Right. I got back to congratulations. You've been chosen to participate in the survey, which I already did, and I'll do it again. But
yes, sir.
Let's see
so
what happens.
With that zip code and that first and last name, I didn't see any claims for the TV being placed. Have you entered like your information for it? You would have to be enrolled in our meal planning app. It's called Bitesub, and usually it's about $40 a month. Have you done all that?
What is that? What's that? Say that
so
again.
In order to be eligible for that, like that sweepstakes for the TV, you would have to be enrolled in our meal planning app, and that's usually about $40 a month. Have you already done that part?
No, I don't want to pay $40 a month.
Yes, sir. That's the only way you'd be able to be eligible for that TV. It's a sweepstakes for it.
Oh. All right. Well, forget that. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.